Welcome to It's a Random World, where we talk about the most random subjects. Don't forget to follow, or even give us a call.
Hi everybody, Steve here from It's a Random World. And today's show is going to be in a few sections, as it should be. We will today be talking about a man who was suing his parents for being born. Some people say for being born without his consent. We're also going to be talking about what to do with a waste disposal site close to your town. And also a little extra one, which is apparently it's a strange fact, but it's something that I've just found out about today, which I'll tell you about a bit later on. Well, the first section today is about a man who appeared on ITV's This Morning show and claimed he is suing his parents for giving birth to him without his consent. And he's classed being born as kidnap and slavery. Now, this man is called Raphael Samuel. He told the presenter he has a great relationship with his parents, which is why he's only suing them for $1. He started a group on Facebook, and it's a group for anti-natalists who are against birth. He believes it's wrong to put an unwilling child through the trials and tribulations of life for the pleasure of its parents. Meaning, the way I understand that is, like, so the parents can make love or whichever, you know, and produce a child and have the pleasure of having a little baby and things like that, just as if it's a selfish act, you know. That's the way he puts it across. He says, I want to make a point that their children do not owe them anything and they do not own the child. He says, the truth is, your parents did it for their pleasure. The attitude is, I had you, you owe me. I want to kill that attitude. So he's got some, in my opinion, strange ideas here. He actually says his mum has said to him, if she had met him before he was born, she wouldn't have had children. A strange thing to say to your child, that. And obviously the presenter give a counter argument saying many children, millions of children around the world will have fulfilled and happy lives. So I completely understand that you may grow up and have an unhappy life, but surely you can't blame your parents for that. It's just circumstance. And there was a guest on there, Vanessa Feltz, who said you wouldn't be here at all. They're giving you the most meaningful thing that anybody can give another person. And somebody on Twitter said his parents should sue him for being the one that fertilized the egg or being such an embarrassment. Sorry, that is me way bleeping away there. The anti-natalist movement is gaining traction in India, as younger people resist social pressure to have children. Samuel said, my life has been amazing, but I don't see why I should put another life through the rigmarole of school and finding a career, especially when they didn't ask to exist. And Samuel's not alone in his beliefs. He's got a Facebook page, which is Nahil Anand, and apparently he's got hundreds of followers. So, yeah. What do you think of that? That is, what do you think of this whole thing?
Well, I think the world's gone mad. I don't even want to come in because I think it's absolutely ridiculous. What he's saying.
Totally. Obviously, the child can't give permission to be born because it hasn't been born. You know? There's some people in India who follow this belief, and they're saying people shouldn't have children at the moment, the way everything is. as it's too much. The children would be a strain on the Earth's resources and environment. And this is a fellow activist, Pratima Naik or Nike from India. His page, Child Free India, last month he said, "Should we continue to bring more children into this world and accelerate the process of environmental and social degradation?" Yeah, it's this one people are going to have some pretty strong views about, and I'm looking forward to hearing these views. Just say what you want. I don't care if you're so heated that you swear, but I don't mind. Get it off your chest. Come onto the show. Do a call in. Share this around with all your friends. I'd love to hear what everybody has to say about this one. I think this guy is, these people are absolutely mental. Totally. I can't think of another word. Seeing that, I do have a thought that, is it the Chinese who limit how many children a family can have? Is it one or two children or something like that? Because of like how many people are in it in the country. I do think sometimes there's a need for limiting the amount of children a family can have. Depend on the situation in certain countries. But seeing it's going to sue the parents is absolutely ridiculous. I would have loved to heard the parents' side of this and heard what they say about it. Personally, I would say, oh, you don't like it? There's the door. Get out. Don't bother coming back. You're suing your parents for it. Absolutely madness. But call in. Give us your views. You know, I don't care if it's over several messages. Send them across. Let us know what you think. What's everybody been up to this week? Oh, for me, this week's dragged because of work. It's just been a long, tiring week. Been doing day shifts and night shifts all the way up till yesterday. We, at the same time, the in-laws have been here helping to paint up the stairs and things like that, and helping with the living room. And Denise has been working her little socks off and doing parts of the living room as well, like clearing the clutter from underneath my computer desk, because there's years worth of stuff hoarded under there, boxes and all sorts of things, you know. But yeah, we're getting the living room decorated. So at the moment in the living room is like huge boxes, and that's a big sigh from Denise. Yeah, it's like loads of boxes. It's awful, isn't it? When you're decorating and you're like stepping around things that aren't normally there. Like our bedroom at the moment, we've got things in from when we've done Georgia's bedroom. And, you know, we're struggling to even get in our own wardrobes because of stuff. So we've got clutter everywhere. Which, oh, nightmare. But at the end of it, we'll have some nicely decorated rooms. So, yeah, it's work in progress, I suppose you could say. So what's everybody else been up to this week? How's your week been? Just send a message in and yeah, tell us about your week, whether it's been good, bad, what you've been up to. Moving on. The first call-in of the week is from Maria. It's actually the only call-in, I believe, for this week. It's Maria from the Creators Council. And here's a message she left.
Steve, hey, it's Maria. I am calling you from the Creators Council show. I hope you're doing really well. I'm sorry, I haven't forgotten about you. I want to get to those questions that you had about the audio video clips. I've been doing some more of those recently, by the way. Are you on Instagram? I forget. They're over there, IGTV, Instagram, all that kind of great stuff, and Twitter too. But we are talking about sponsorships right now on the Creators Council show. And I know that they're only available in the United States. So it might be kind of interesting for you to watch what's going on, though, because I think we're the guinea pigs on this program. And then they'll open it up to the rest of the world, I'm sure. But it's going to be great once they figure it all out. It has some growing pains. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for that, Maria. It means a lot that people call in and leave messages. We really are nice to receive. We've got a quick message here from Mark Korn, my co-author of the Ronnie Gidd books, and Slappy Happy Sloth podcast as well. So pop across and see him. Slappy Happy Sloth. Bit of a tongue twister, that. Don't say it when you're drunk. But yeah, got a quick message, a quick advertised message from Mark.
Now, before we start the next section of the show, I'd just like to take a minute or so just to talk about the free ebooks that we have available on ronniegidd.co.uk. Now, these are free ebooks, free downloads, and they're also available on Smashwords and many other platforms out there, including iTunes. And I'd just like to say, if you want to go and check them out, they are about an old man who moans about everything. He moans about everything. Several topics. There is over 13 books so far, free to download. We've took the time to put these together, me and my co-author Steve Wright of It's a Random World here on Anchor, and we've took the time to make these books, make the covers, and it's all free. We don't earn a penny from it, but do go and check them out. It's all free. Why not? It's all free. What more do you want? It's all free. And if you don't like them, leave us a review. Even if they're bad, we don't mind bad reviews. We do love good reviews, though. We do get on average 5 stars, depending on what bookstore you go to. Just depends. So go and check them out. ronniegidd.co.uk. ronniegidd.co.uk.
Right now. What would you do with a mountain of garbage that's near a metropolitan or urban area? It's an old question, isn't it? So Copenhagen have come up with a great idea. You ski down it. So, well, you don't exactly ski down the mountain of waste. It's at a place, it's inside Copenhill, which is a waste treatment plant 10 minutes outside Copenhagen. It's quite a futuristic building with a sloping roof 85 metres high. It's covered with a material called Navplast. And apparently, it looks like a ski slope, except it's green. It's like a green dry ski slope material. So what they've started doing is skiing down it, using it as a dry ski slope, which I think is a brilliant idea. Absolutely fantastic. You've got somewhere like that, you've got a massive open space on the roof. Why not put it to some use? You know, it's, Copenhagen's ambitions to become the world's first carbon neutral capital. And it's an attempt to build a waste treatment plant that local residents are happy to see come into their neighborhood, which normally, obviously, you wouldn't. You know, you wouldn't like a waste disposal plant on your doorstep, would you? Really? But apparently, it seems to be working there. And there's a guy called Pelle Hansen, I think that's how it's pronounced. And who goes skiing. He's a visiting skier, and he says, instead of having to go 6, 7, or 8, or 10 hours to get to ski destinations, literally 10 minutes away from him, and this plant burns waste from around 600,000 residents and 68,000 businesses to produce electricity and district heating. It'll all be sent back to the residents and also recycle some of the waste. So yeah, the slope's going to be open all year round. And they're planning on opening it permanently this spring. So that's a fantastic idea. If anybody's going to Copenhagen and you like skiing, pop along. Apparently, it's a slightly different experience to skiing on real snow. But after a couple of goes, apparently you get the hang of it and your mind adjusts to the feel of it and everything. But people apparently are quite happy with this new idea. So what a fantastic, brilliant thing. Use of a big open space on a building. Let us know your thoughts, or check it out on Google yourself. And yeah, pop on, give us a call in. Let us know what you think, because obviously, got to think about the environment these days, and that's obviously a community thing as well. Might even bring visitors into Copenhagen as well. So, yeah, call in. Let us know your thoughts on this. So, yeah, what's next on here? We've got no other call-ins at the moment. So, yeah, thoughts. Oh, yes, I did have one more story for you, didn't I?
And the little fact that I found out today. Did you know, and this is apparent, I don't know how true this is, but loads of people rang into a radio show and tweeted in and things like that to say that it was correct for them. But apparently, all women have a freckle on their left boob and their right hand. Didn't specify where on the boob or hand it's going to be, so you may have to check. But apparently, yeah, all women have a freckle somewhere on the left boob and right hand. Feel free if you want to check and you want to leave us a message to tell us yes or no, feel free, call in and tell us your findings. But that is apparently something I found out today, and I found it quite interesting. But yes, that is everything for today. I hope everybody's had a fantastic week and weekend, and you have a safe week coming up, and I'll catch up with you very soon. And thanks so much for tuning in, and please, please share this channel, share this show, and call in. Pass the message amongst your friends, and I'll catch up with you very soon. Bye for now.